Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. 1 year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
Coming up, Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana keeps key lending rate to banks at 29%, but the governor announces another set of increases in cash reserve ratio of commercial banks. Also in this bulletin, Finance Minister declares revenue mobilization as his topmost priority as he pays courtesy call on officials at the Tema port. Plus, Chamber of Independent Power Generators Ghana replies the Volta River Authority accusing the VRA for selling electricity at cheaper price to neighboring countries. We have these and many others for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. The Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana has kept its key lending rate to banks at 29%. This means that the cost of borrowing will not change much in the next 2.5 months as it averages 32.7%. Addressing a media a while ago, the governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, assured that the rate of inflation is under control and therefore there is no need for further hikes to address it.
Accelerating sharply in 2023, the pace of this inflation has slowed in the first 2 months of the year. Although inflation rose slightly in January 2024 and edged down in February, the latest inflation forecast suggests a slightly elevated profile from the possible upward revision in transport fares, adjustment in utility tariffs, higher export petroleum prices, and some pass-through of exchange rate appreciation. Overall, risks to inflation are slightly on the upside and will require close monitoring.
Meanwhile, the governor announced another set of increases in the cash reserve ratio of commercial banks. According to him, this should help address the excess liquidity the banks are holding.
The committee decided to adjust the cash reserve ratio for banks as follows. Banks with loan to deposit ratio above 55% will have to meet the currency cash reserve ratio of 15%. Banks with loan to deposit ratio between 40% to 55%.
Dr. Ernest Addison is the governor of the Bank of Ghana. Now, let's go straight to the port because the Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohammed Amin Adam, has declared revenue mobilization as his topmost priority for the running of the state. According to him, this has become necessary due to the many expenditure handles in the country's governance structure. He made the declaration in interaction with officers of the Customs Division of the Ghana Revenue Authority as part of his tour of the port. He therefore charged the tax officials to reserve the shortfall of about 11% in the first quarter revenue target.
The general conception is that once an invoice comes out of port for cargo imported or exported, the first entity that comes to mind is Ghana Ports and Harbour Authority. Unfortunately, we have several independent agencies operating the port sector in the process of cargo clearance, which are different from the Port Authority. Now,
we still apologize for that wrong sound there. But the minister has also held a closed-door meeting with officers and management of the Ghana Ports and Harbours Authority, where he addressed some concerns with impact of delays in clearing of goods at the ports. While longer at the port, and the Ghana Ports and Harbours Authority has rejected the accusations for the reported high port charges there. According to its director, General Michael Lugunji, his outfit only charges about 10% of the total fees and levies at the ports. Speaking to the Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohammed Amin Adam, and his entourage at the meeting, Mr. Lugunji called for a comprehensive assessment and review of the port clearing system to reduce the burden on importers.
Unfortunately, we have several independent agencies operating the port sector in the process of cargo clearance, which are different from the Port Authority. Now, we have done quite a number of studies, and the most recent one was just about, I think, early part of this year, when we were at EMT, led by the Shippers Authority, to present port charges or cargo clearance charges through our ports. And it was obvious that out of the total charges, the Port Authority's contribution is just less than 10%.
Now, the Director General of GPHA also rejected assertions that the Ghanaian port is losing cargo to the Togolese counterpart. According to him, there is no credible data to prove that, but some pockets of smuggling through the porous borders. Now, away from that, the Chamber of Independent Power Generators Ghana has once again descended heavily on the Volta River Authority, calling for an immediate halt to the supply of electricity to neighboring countries. It is accusing the VRA of selling electricity to neighboring countries at half the price that Ghanaian consumers pay. Parts of the country have been hit by power outages, and the chamber wants the taxpayer to be of supreme importance concerning the sale of power. Here is the Chief Executive Officer of the Independent Power Generators Ghana, Eric Blim Apetogbo.
We are in crisis, you know. We are unable to have adequate supply at peak sometimes during the day. And this requires the sacrifice of every participant in the market. ECG is unable to provide enough electricity. What is unfair to the system or to Ghanaian, for that matter, the taxpayer, of course, is that VRA is excessively exporting over 200 megawatts of power to its export customers. That is Sonabol in Burkina Faso, CEB, that is Togo in Benin. That volume of exports is denying over 500,000 households.
In a related development, the Member of Mines and Energy Committee of Parliament, Edward Bawa, is advising ECG to engage the independent power producers for a proper repayment plan. He also wants the ECG to be transparent in its dealings with the IPPs. He explained that the power distribution company has been very discreet in some payments to the IPPs, hence the need to push for some details to be publicized.
Why would I be taking ECG states that this is the amount of money they are paying? let the data be made available for all of us to see. That's just the whole idea. The fact that they say that if I come and tell you, if you assuming that I have a mortgage on my house, and maybe I still owe an outstanding of about $25,000, and then I get up and say, oh, me, I paid $20,000. Meanwhile, the recipient or whoever is auditing that particular mortgage arrangement sees that I'm not paying that amount because the data does not support it. How?
Edward Bauer is a member of the Mines and Energy Committee of Parliament speaking there. Away from energy-related stories, the managing director of the Ghana Stock Exchange, Abinamwa, is urging the government to implement the capital tax waiver for companies listed on the capital market. According to her, this will boost the interest of many more companies to raise capital domestically on the stock market in the medium to long term. She was speaking at the MD's breakfast meeting with the media here in Accra.
Used to have a waiver.
We sincerely do apologize for that. Now, the managing director of Bank of Africa has expressed optimism about the country's economic fortunes despite previous setbacks. According to him, there are huge opportunities that lies within the micro, small and medium business ecosystem. He spoke to Joy Business after his outfit hosted the Moroccan community and its ambassador and some customers to a dinner to break the Muslim fast.
Me, I'm quite optimistic because the country is growing despite the financial crisis. There is a lot of opportunities in the market, and we are committed as Bank of Africa Ghana to finance, and especially the SME market, the small and medium enterprises, because we think this is the engine of the economy of Bank of Ghana, and we are developing different products and services for this category of customers in order to develop our support for the SMEs.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Vlisco Fabrics has launched a new collection of extensive cool designs. It has therefore chosen TV presenter Nashoko as its first Ghanaian brand influencer. According to its brand manager, Deborah Soa, this collection or collaboration highlights Vlisco's commitment to engaging with local talent and influencers to reach its audience effectively.
Pleti Cool, and it's a fusion of both geometrical and floral colors. So we have a lot of designs and a lot of colors in that. I think more than 20. So you can visit the shop at any time and get your exclusive design. Over the years, we have engaged a lot of ambassadors, all Ghanaian. And this time, we decided to go for a Ghanaian influencer. Because of the kind of person she is, we feel she's authentic. She resonates well with the brand, and she can engage our audience. So actually, our consumers that are pushing our bond to more creativity and innovation. So if you realize, the Vlisco you see today is different from the Vlisco you see tomorrow.
Now, for your insurance tip on Money Lab, we'll finish you with some tips on engineering insurances.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Isaac Edu, Head of Broker Relations at Enterprise Insurance. In the last episode, we discussed accident and liability insurances. Today, we are looking at engineering insurances. Engineering insurances would cover the risks and liabilities associated with engineering projects. This would normally include construction, erection, installation of machinery. It covers accidental damage to the project cycle as a result of natural disasters, theft, and other unforeseeable events. Typically, the engineering policies would include the contractor's all risk, an erection all risk, or a plant and machinery cover. This policy is suitable for project owners and contractors. Thank you. See you again in the next episode.
That's all for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Before we go, the Ecobank salary account is a special account designed for workers of all income brackets desirous of receiving their salaries through Ecobank. With the Ecobank salary account, you are guaranteed all the benefits of a normal savings or current account plus many more. Ecobank salary account gives workers free life insurance cover of up to 10,000 cedis, 24/7 access to cash and e-banking services, internet and mobile banking services, high interest on savings, no minimum balance, ability to save through the Ecobank Save as You Spend, a unique feature that helps customers to save and invest. Remember, the insurance policy covers death, permanent or temporary disability, critical illness, hospitalization, retrenchment, and more. Savings or current account holders at EcoBank do not have to close the existing accounts to enjoy the numerous benefits of the EcoBank salary account. Just ask your branch to switch your existing account to the EcoBank salary account. Non-EcoBank account holders should approach any EcoBank branch and ask for the EcoBank salary account. Switch your salary account today and enjoy amazing benefits at EcoBank. Call EcoBank for free on 0800-003-225 whenever, wherever for further details. EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. Thanks so much for your time. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Do enjoy the rest of our program. Ignition is next.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.